From NPR News, it's Day to Day. You know, in the midst of all this wintry weather and holiday busyness and stress, it's nice to imagine yourself far, far away from all that action. How's this for far away? Flying in a hot air balloon over the hills of northern India. Reporter Sky Road has this audio postcard from outside the city of Jaipur.
Roke.
Yeah, my name's Steve Treiber. I'm an American.
Treiber's flown balloons for 30 years. He's here in Samod on this chilly December morning, helping a company called E-Factor start up the first hot air balloon service in India.
Welcome aboard.
I can't even tell that we've eased off of the ground, except that there's suddenly this tinkly metallic sound. The buzz of the fan and the occasional barks of dogs down the hill in Samod village seep away.
I want you to be sure to enjoy the flight. The monkeys aren't very fond of us.
We creep up gently, right next to the hillside. It's as if we're on spider legs, fueled by an occasional whoosh of flame into the balloon. The treetops scrape the bottom of the wicker basket. Monkeys run from our shadow into the thorny brush. We peer down at the shrinking rooftops and up toward the top of the hill. Steve Treiber has the face of a man madly in love.
There's still romance in ballooning.
How airline flying is these days. You know, airline flying used to have a bit of romance in it years ago. I remember when I was a kid, we'd get all dressed up to go fly.
We reach the hilltop and then sweep along it toward a spread of gardens. All of a sudden, a couple hundred feet beneath us, half a dozen kids appear on a ridge. They shout and jump and wave. The children take off in pursuit, shouting in Hindi to come down, please come down. Then we descend. The white Hindi words painted on the rooftop in front of us come into sharp focus. Then the skinny, slinking dogs. The village women dressed in bright gold and pink saris. The furrows in the fields. The kids jump across them, trying to keep up.
I'm going to brush this tree just a little bit. Land, I have a nice field, but I'll need to walk to it if I land.
La la!
We face into the sun, gripping the handholds.
I'm going to lean back and we'll make a little bit of a bump. There we go. I missed the crop.
And with that, we're on the ground. In barely a minute, 150 or so residents of Nagal village gather around the balloon. They look up, then back at us. We're still in the basket, at the very edge of the field. We exchange smiles and shy hellos. It's a moment of mutual spectacle, two worlds gently bumping up against each other. For NPR News, I'm Sky Road.
And you can see some photos of the ride at npr.org.
Thank you.